This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollars lost yesterday, dollars lost today, dollars lost Saturday, and dollars lost Sunday, a milli. As the Brinks truck literally drives down Metcalf. Come back!
Hey, wait. You got my money.
Yeah, I have a... I love when I get, like, obvious information from buddies. And this isn't a shot to my buddy Rob. But he was like, yesterday, he's like, man, that tough Texas bet that got you on Thursday, or Wednesday. He's like, and then, of course, we all had, like, parlays yesterday with Louisville winning.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll be right back at it tomorrow. He's like, just know, man, you know, be responsible. I was like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
He's like, I know I don't need to say that, but I'm just letting you know. I'm like, thank you. Like, I gamble a lot, but, I mean, I know my limits. But I'm the type of gambler that hits, like, one parlay of, like, $140, and then I just use that until it's gone,
reload. Yeah. Yep. Same here.
So basically I hit one, and I don't hit one for like nine consecutive times. And by the time I'm out, I'm out. Because I normally just do $10 bets. I'm getting real big if I put 20 on it. So we'll put 20 on Colorado State today to win against Memphis. I need to look at those odds, by the way, because I bet it's not as good as you think for Colorado State.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to look at the...
Because a lot of people, that's like one of the big upsets they have in college basketball, which that game, again, is at 1 o'clock today. Yeah, they're -1.5. They're the favorites on DraftKings. -120 on the money line.
Damn.
So that's like a live bet you take. So if Memphis comes out and they're up like 10-6,
yeah,
then you jump on Colorado State. But Colorado State right now is a 12 seed over Memphis, is a -5.
Damn.
-110. And what did Alex tell us yesterday for betting advice? If you see a high spread and a low over-under, you take the over-under. Duke is 32.5-point favorites. The over-under is 140.5. You think your boy's taking a Cooper Flag parlay plus the over? Better believe it. Coincidence? I think not. Instead of putting money into the NCAA tournament and losing it this year, I put what I had was going to bet in the tournament into a Powerball figure. My odds were just the same.
They talked about that this morning, actually, on Two Cups of Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's actually better.
Yeah.
It is actually better.
Right. By the way, we said this, what was it, on Thursday or was it Wednesday that we did this with the, you know. And it's been a while since I've been called this. But we have our experts on the text line. Colorado State opened up as the favorite a few days ago. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Wow. That actually does hurt. That's like being called a bag by a woman at a bar. Can I buy you a shot, beautiful? Ew, D-bag, get away from me.
D-bag.
That stings. Oh. Colorado State opened up as the favorite a few days ago. Ding dong.
Yikes.
Wow. When's the last time you got called a ding dong? When's the last time you got called a hostess snack?
That's rough, man.
Nice job, Twinkie. Yeah, well, you're good too, cream pie.
Ooh.
Is this the Incredibles? Elastigirl will be an awesome girlfriend. I digress into that. The AFC West, to me, is the toughest division in football. I don't think that's a hot take. I go from the all-around standpoint. The AFC West is now better, in my opinion, than the AFC North. I get it. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Cleveland is, come on. They're going to draft a rookie.
They're dumpster fire.
They've got videos of Deshaun Watson working out in a boot.
Jeez.
Right? I don't know what that was. They're just doing the ropes, you know? And then probably going to draft Cam Ward. Sounds like he's going to be the first quarterback drafted in the NFL draft this year. And I don't think Tennessee's going to take him. I think they're going to take Abdul Carter.
I think it's going to be the Titans.
You think the Titans are going to take Cam Ward?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
So the Browns are going to take Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Doit. But
either way, they're worse than
right
the Raiders.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Who's better, Chargers or Cincinnati?
I'd give the edge to Cincinnati, but I think that could change.
Okay. Who's better, Pittsburgh or Denver?
I think I'd give the edge to Denver.
And I don't even need to go further.
Exactly.
Baltimore, Kansas City.
Yeah.
You look at the coaches.
Oh.
Right? Stefanski, come on. Two-time coach of the year. Two-time.
He's a good coach.
Good coach. Is he better than Pete Carroll?
No.
Okay.
No.
We go to Cincinnati. Zach Taylor, Jim Harbaugh.
Come on.
Okay.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
If Worms had machine guns. Okay. Then we move on to Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton.
Close. If you want to give Tomlin the edge there, that's fine.
But he just wins all the time.
Winning record. If you called that a wash, I'd be okay with that.
Okay. John Harbaugh, Andy Reid.
Of course. We know okay.
So that's there. Because a lot of people would say, hey, you know, AFC North, toughest. I mean, that's football. That's like the Big Ten graduated.
That's exactly right, dude.
Right?
Yes. Hard hitting. We run the football.
Real men play in the AFC North.
Like, all right, dude. How many Super Bowls?
Okay, something, man. You go to the AFC North. You mess with Vontaze Perfect, man. That guy knew how to lay some hits, man. AFC North where it's at.
Yeah, sure it is. But then I would say that's probably the third best division of football. I would say the second best division of football is the NFC North.
Mm, okay.
Right? Detroit, Kansas City.
KC.
It's close.
It is.
But I lean towards Chiefs. Minnesota or Denver? J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, that's the
Bo
thing.
Bo Nix. Is that a wash?
I mean,
haven't seen J.J. McCarthy throw a pass.
So
in the
I got to give it to Bo Nix. But the roster, yeah, no, I think I might lean Broncos. I don't know. That's really tough. If J.J.'s good, then maybe Minnesota. Two really good defenses. Yeah. Minnesota's got the better weapon. I'd give it to Denver, though.
I think Denver's defensive line is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
All year.
Like, you think about, okay, maybe they have the best receiver. They're going to have a top five defensive unit next year, Denver is. So, yeah, right. Let's give the edge to Broncos there.
Okay. Chargers or, I'm trying to think,
I guess
Packers?
Yeah, I guess Green Bay.
LaFleur, Jim Harbaugh.
I'm going to give.
Don't you do it, because Jordan Love is nowhere near Justin Herbert.
I don't think that's true. Jordan Love's been doing an NFC Championship game. Jordan Love won two playoff games last year.
Fair point.
He had a bad year this year.
If you started a season tomorrow and you had Herbert Love, who do you take? They literally took the ball out of Jordan Love's hand last year and let Josh Jacobs be him because he couldn't throw the ball.
Well, also because Christian Watson's hurt, Romeo Doubs kind of sucked, Dontavian Wicks wasn't what we thought he was going to be. It was a little bit of both.
And who Herbert did with a rookie?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Chargers, Packers, one more time.
It's a slight edge, man, but it's a slight edge. I'll give it to Chargers, but.
So you're 3-for-3 in the AFC West. So we're done.
I don't know, man. My gut tells me Packers. I'm going to stick with the Packers.
Yeah, well, you're a cheesehead.
I'll give Herbert an edge over Love, but I'm sticking with Green Bay.
Okay. And then Bears, Raiders.
Bears.
Oh, okay. New head coach, revamped offensive line, second year quarterback versus Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, Brock Bowers. But that's where the line stops.
I think it's close again.
So the AFC West is the toughest division in football. So not it's only crazy. Did they go 15-2 last year in that division, they're bringing everybody back, basically. And now you've got a division that where you would think And this is why I think it's always different from the Patriot dynasty and the Chiefs dynasty. No one wanted any smoke in the AFC East while the Patriots were there. The Dolphins had some flashes.
Yeah.
But the Jets, maybe 1 or 2 years, like Rex Ryan got them once. Yep. It was a surprise year. But not really held on to it too long. They were irrelevant.
Bills never did anything. Terrible.
Like, they laughed about how the Patriots just always had a free space on a bingo card when they played the Bills. Always. And then the Dolphins had a few surprises.
They're the only ones that gave Patriots troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, the AFC East never even had a team as good as the second best team in the AFC West. Maybe the Jets that one year.
Yeah.
When they made the AFC Championship game.
That the AFC West is the toughest division in football.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad take.
Not only did you lose in the Super Bowl in blowout fashion, now you've got to come back this year and survive the toughest division that you've won, what, 9 consecutive years, 8 consecutive years,
mm-hmm.
8 or 9 consecutive years? Like, it's just every year, like, we sound biased, but it's like every year seems like a tougher year for the Chiefs to continue their success, and it will not get any easier this next year.
You can call it bias. I call it precedence. I call it history. I call it looking at the facts.
Okay. Somebody says in the text line from 816, what are we doing? ? I need more context.
Yeah.
Please. I need more.
It was pretty clear.
What are we doing?
That was pretty structured.
I thought it was, we described why and who the toughest division in football is, the AFC West, compared it to the other two toughest ones.
Yeah, we went through it, went through each team.
Also, I don't agree with this text. They took the ball out of Herbert's hands all year, too. Dobbins was a horse last year.
Yeah, that one's great. They did like to run the football, but...
Didn't he miss like a bunch of games?
Yeah, he missed the last...
How many games did he miss?
I would say six.
Six? Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I didn't think they took the ball out of Herbert's hands all year at all. I thought Herbert was great in the regular season. What, did he throw 2 interceptions all year? 4,000 yards? Did he throw 4,000 yards? I don't think so. No. That's good that your mic's still on. You still talk out of it. That's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if Dobbins was a horse.
Right there. He was 3,800, almost 3,900.
Okay.
23-3.
23-3. And he had 3,800 yards passing. And.
Yeah, and Dobbins played in 13 games.
Okay. So most of the season.
Yeah. Started 11. Yeah.
The segment, LOL, I just got in my car. Think before texting.
Good morning, Texter.
Yes, and thanks for joining the show. And, of course, don't forget the Basketball Madness comes to Kansas City for the NAIA Men's College Basketball Championship. It started yesterday. It goes to the 25th of March at Municipal Auditorium. 16 teams, 15 games, one national champion. Bring the family for nonstop action and affordable tickets. Get yours today at NAIAHoops.com. Mike Sweeney, remember him? He said the names Caglione and Bo Jackson in the same sentence, and I'll explain why my pants have completely gotten tighter. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Don't forget, you're less than a week from opening day. I know there's a lot of you out there, Mizzou fans, KU fans, maybe a Clemson fan. Royals baseball next Thursday. I saw the forecast, 73 degrees, Daddy, on Thursday. Woo! 73 degrees.
Yeah, no need for that 45-day outlook that Bob's been looking at. We're here, baby.
60 in rain. How you doing? Mike Sweeney, you remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Great guy. Fantastic dude. Amazing human. One of my favorite Royals of all time. And he was on Vern's Hot Stove last night. If you missed it, you can check it out on the podcast page. Literally just says Vern's Hot Stove. And he mentioned Jack Caglione and Bo Jackson.
I mean, I don't think a Royal has ever hit a ball that hard, maybe since Bo Jackson was playing. 117 off the bat, almost 500 feet. The guy is as advanced as I've ever seen in a young hitter. He's the first one in the clubhouse every morning. He's in the weight room with you know, the guy's super early. He's coachable. He's the full package. And I think Royals fans should start getting their, you know, Caglione jerseys as well, because he's going to be a guy that's going to, I believe, help us win a World Series in the next year or two.
Again, for those of you that are hard of hearing in the back, this is one of the greatest hitters in Kansas City Royals history. Mike Sweeney on Jack Caglione.
I mean, I don't think a Royal has ever hit a ball that hard, maybe since Bo Jackson was playing. 117 off the bat, almost 500 feet. The guy is as advanced as I've ever seen in a young hitter. He's the first one in the clubhouse every morning. He's in the weight room with, you know, the guy super early. He's coachable. He's the full package. And I think Royals fans should start getting their, you know, Caglione jerseys as well, because he's going to be a guy that's going to, I believe, help us win a World Series in the next year or two.
So a lot in that 33 seconds, which is basically what I want on my tombstone when I die. Sweeney describes Caglione's power and swing of power to Bo Jackson. And you and I both never saw Bo Jackson play. But what do we always hear? The guy was like a monster amongst men.
Wasn't human.
Yeah. The folk stories that you don't know are true or not. Like,
yep.
You know, shot put at a pig 500 yards, whatever they were, what? In the Bo knows. Right? We see the power, the presence of Bo Jackson. That's not Matt Stairs saying that. That's not Ben Zobrist saying that. Hell, that's not David DeJesus saying that. I know all those names are probably foreign language to you, Mac, but that's okay. But that's Mike Sweeney talking about Jack Caglione. And if you're new to the show, welcome aboard. This has been one of my biggest talking points all year, has been Jack Caglione, because of what Sweeney just described. And when you hear a Royals Hall of Famer and a guy who is cool, complex, nice, relaxed, saying stuff like that, well-polished, mature, electric, and then finishes it with, he could help the Royals win a World Series in the next few years? I mean, that's the kind of stuff why, in the words of the late, great Tom Petty, the waiting is the hardest part. Because we all know, we've been told, he's going to have to earn his powder blue. But there's so many little pebbles along this path that have told you that we believe it is going to happen sooner than later. Because what is one thing in maybe your profession or in this profession as well, Mac, that they tell you, like, go be so good they don't have anywhere else to put you but here?
Undeniable.
Right? Like, well, what do you want us to do now? Like, how many guys in the NBA start off as a sixth man and then the next year they're starting? Look at Christian Brown, right? From Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he was like the sixth guy off the bench, hustled, great, had the hops, played defense, played offense, really good piece. He starts now for Denver, who just won an NBA title 2 years ago and has the best player in the world on their team because he was undeniable. And Jack Caglione, which is, you know, hilarious in a sense, is also awesome, that the other day they literally told us all that Jack Caglione is going to start in Double A and move his way up because, well, that's baseball. Well, this is how Baseball America described Jack Caglione.
We also just don't see many players on the planet who have his kind of raw power. And again, ability to actually put the bat to the ball when he's swinging at stuff in the zone. So I imagine pitchers are, this year, they're going to know right exactly what the book is on him, is stay away, throw him a lot of stuff out of the zone, get him to chase. We'll see how that works this year, what his adjustments are in terms of being able to modify his approach and improve his swing decisions. But the raw power is right up there with the best hitters in baseball. I mean, O'Neill Cruz, Yordan Alvarez, like, it's not, oh, this guy has a lot of power or this guy has 70 power on the 20-80 scale. It's true top of the scale, 80 raw power. I mean, maybe aside from Giancarlo Stanton, otherwise, there's not really anybody else who I'd say clearly has more power than Jack Caglione, because his bat speed, his ability to impact a baseball is pretty jarring.
So you take non-bias and play Baseball America audio, and then you play Mike Sweeney again.
I mean, I don't think a Royal has ever hit a ball that hard, maybe since Bo Jackson was playing. 117 off the bat, almost 500 feet. The guy is as advanced as I've ever seen in a young hitter. He's the first one in the clubhouse every morning. He's in the weight room with, you know, the guys super early. He's coachable. He's the full package. And I think Royals fans should start getting their, you know, Caglione jerseys as well, because he's going to be a guy that's going to, I believe, help us win a World Series in the next year or two.
So there you go. Coachable, likable, talented, raw power in the 80-20 scale. So 20 being the low, 80 being the highest, 80. The name above him in power, Giancarlo Stanton. We know what that guy can do. Rip the cover off of a baseball. Like, you're a guy that doesn't really get into baseball a whole lot because it's lost your generation. I think that's a fair point to make. It's bringing you back with faster games,
yeah,
different rules, younger superstars.
Yeah, great athletes.
They've kind of taken the NBA route where, like, yeah, this kid played in college last year. He jumped out of, you know, 1 year in college, like Cooper Flagg, right? How many people next year, if Cooper Flagg goes to their team, are going to have the same sort of feelings that I'm having towards Jack Caglione?
100%.
And I think another reason why I bring this up is, like, a lot of people would say, you know, you're a fanboy, right? You just want this guy because he's powerful. No. It's fun. No, no, no. This guy is legit. You have Baseball America talking about this. We had Contreras audio, like, yeah, it's nice, but, like, when you see it, like, you've got to also look at your buddies and be like, oh, my God, this guy might be something. And I get it. Baseball's annoying in a certain sense where you have to learn everything and you have to be somewhat decent at it before you can get in there. And the one thing that I think there's two sides of the Caglione thing. There is the want, the desire, the fire, everything there to see him in Kauffman Stadium. He's the hot name this year, right? We know what Bobby is. Bobby's going to go do his thing this year. I totally believe that. But, like, the other side of it is it's going to cause a rift in the fan base because of what he's done and what he's proved. And, again, never played against big league pitching, never done this. Again, I go back and say he's 22 years old. It's not Jackson Holliday. It's not an 18-year-old kid whose dad was one of the best power hitters of his generation. And Matt Holliday, whether you believe that or not, he was a massive hitter. And when you hear guys like Mike Sweeney, who are not arrogant, you know, not overly flamboyant about all-stars and players and all this, when he says that sort of stuff, Sweeney's one of those guys that when he says it, you listen, because you don't hear Sweeney say a lot of stuff. Like, he's more inside the locker room than he is outside. Yeah, he's done some, you know, color commentary on the Royals TV broadcasts, but, like, here he is saying this. And coincidence or not, when they announced that Caglione was going to start in Double A, his first game after that announcement, he hit the game-winning home run.
That's crazy.
And like you said, Mac, it's like undeniable. And somebody who, you know, might not follow baseball like myself or Bob or Vern, you're somebody that a lot of baseball fans that are trying to get back in it, this is a guy you trailblaze with that.
100%. This is a guy you cling on to right now and say, okay, this is my guy. You know, I wasn't living in Kansas City when Bobby Witt happened. I had already moved away. So I was late to that party, wasn't here, seeing the spring ball. Right now, I'm going to be Cag's guy. Like, I'm with you, man. Like, I'm joining this hype train right now because I'm here. I'm in Kansas City, and he has the potential, like Sweeney's saying, to change the trajectory of this franchise along with Bobby Witt, Q, and all the rest of those guys. So it's okay to say, you know what, he needs to do some more. He needs to do some more. He needs some more time. But let's be excited. Get in now.
I mean, just to hear, like, where his comps are and, like, where where his player status is, not, like, yes, the piss missiles are fun. The 6'5", 250, hands that swallow hands, yeah, feet that are size 17, that's great. But what really surprises me is that they move him down and he immediately could have been like, damn it. Like, he could have taken the Whit Merrifield route and pouted and bitched and moaned about how he's not in the big league roster. He didn't do that. He just went down in the minor leagues in AAA and whacked a game-winning home run. And then you hear Sweeney talk about bat speed and power and Bo Jackson and 500-foot, you know, crushers. And
that's Mike Sweeney saying those things. That's right. It's not just sports radio.
Right. That's not
Bo Jackson,
like,
power. Yeah,
that's not Bob Fesco being like, this guy is the greatest power hitter since Barry Bonds.
No.
People are like, okay, Bob.
All right, Bob, chill.
But I would be like, well, if Sweeney and Baseball America are saying it's Giancarlo Stanton and then it's Jack Caglione, he's also number 14. Like Vernon told us, there's like these little sub-bar things where it's like, yeah, he didn't get number 96.
Yep.
Where it's like, hey, dude, just go show us something. It's like, I get it. Like, fanboy bleeds for me with this Caglione stuff. But it's like the first time you hear him hit a ball, you're like, that's a different sound. And then he continues to do it. And then you see him, oh, he's hitting doubles. And then you hear, well, Dusty, here's the thing. He's having trouble with breaking balls. Okay. But how long do you let him struggle until you start finding out, yeah, he's not hitting them like he should, but he's laying off of them and showing us improvement, and he's also got all these other attributes that we could use on a big league roster. Grown men acting like that. Grown men with those, woo-hoo-hoo. Like That ain't a kid. That's a kid taking a grown man back to youth. That's exactly. Moving on to the other side of the sports in this town, not college basketball. We take a break of it because it's been rough for some of you over the last couple hours. Charles Omenihue, Mac, this is where you take the floor.
Let's
yay,
go,
nay,
Chuckster.
1 year, $7 million.
I'm all in on this. This was huge for the Chiefs. I mean, we've been talking about biggest needs. Okay, running back. Left tackle was the number one, right? You know, and you said it earlier in the show, whether you like how they've addressed these needs or not, they have addressed them, right? You like this, though. This is a D lineman. This is a guy who can go inside or outside who has produced for you these past two seasons. Yes, has he missed some games? But when he's been healthy, he has been really, really good. I wasn't going to say elite, but he's really good. And the fact that I'm thinking about that, I know some texts, look at his stats. Yeah, you should look at his stats. When he's in the game, his pressure rate's top third of the league. His sack rate's very good. He's very good against the run. Again, he can go inside or outside. 1 year, $7 million for a guy who's 27, 28 years old, who knows Spag's system, who's been productive and efficient here for 2 years. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have the exact numbers, Dusty, but we did them last year during the NFL season. George Karlaftis had, whatever, 9.5, 10 sacks. Seven of those, or nearabouts, were after Charles Omenihue, who came back into the lineup around week 11 or week 12. The whole aspect of the defensive line changed when Omenihue joined back, and they need that right now. There's no Nadi. There's Nadi. Who else did they lose? There was one other D lineman that they did. Tershawn Wharton. They aren't coming back. Depth is going to be needed, and the draft is still going to be a massive part of adding that. But Charles Omenihue, you don't have him, a vet that has succeeded in the system before. I'd be a lot more worried than I am right now.
Right, and we used it earlier as one word. I mean, insurance is there, resurgence, maybe he has a different, and he's going to be in camp, fully healthy, right?
Yes.
The first year they had him, he was suffering a suspension due to, I believe, what was it, domestic violence? I
believe so.
Then the next year he comes back, he blows his ACL out in the AFC Championship game, misses almost the entire year, comes back, and immediately is there. When he came back after the six-game suspension in the first season, his presence was felt
balls.
And known, right?
He balls right away.
Right. And then last year, he comes in, Karlaftis' sack numbers go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had the numbers. It was something crazy. I mean, he had 10 sacks, seven of them or something were when Chuck came in.
Yeah. And then this year, where you were very bleak, was the defensive line. I mean, at one point, they had one defensive lineman signed under contract.
Yep.
And that was Chris Jones.
Yep.
And now you bring the tandem back together. Your outside guys are there, no matter how you like it or not. It's Karlaftis and Felix and Diki Uzama, right?
I think it's Karlaftis and
Omenihue. Am I wrong on that?
I think it's Karlaftis and Omenihue.
Okay. And then who's in the middle with Jones? A draft pick?
Draft pick. Or Jerry Tillery.
Okay.
If he works out.
So you think Omenihue's going to play edge?
I think so.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like I said, I think he can come inside. He's a really good run stopper. But, yeah, he's a pass rusher at heart.
Yeah. I wonder if this is more of like a Spags offseason or a Veach offseason.
Interesting.
Right?
Like the Nick Bolton signing.
Nick Bolton signing.
Felt Spagsy.
Right? In comes Omenihu.
Spags guy.
Right? That's Spags. And those are like, that's his sort of faux pas. Right? Like, he loves him a middle linebacker that he can talk to and communicate with. That's his quarterback. That's his defense.
Great tackler.
I think there's so much trust on this team where it's like, Andy Reid is here. He's offense. He's with Mahomes. Spags, your defense. You tell us what you need. Your Mahomes is Nick Bolton. I think that's where that line is. And I think that one of those things is, I think that they both, I mean, I think the Chiefs organization said, look, if somebody signs Omenihu, they will overpay. We can afford to give him a year for seven, maybe stretch it to $8.5 million, but I don't think we'll have to. And Omenihu was out there. Nobody bid on the bait. The Chiefs sat back, rang up his agent, said, hey, 1 year, $7 million. What do you say? System you've been familiar with. This will be your third year. You go out and ball out and you want to get a contract, then you can go check it out. But you bring back that nucleus of that defensive line, which is Chris Jones, Karloftis, and Omenihu. And Omenihu is fully healthy. We'll have a full year under his belt. And maybe this is like the equivalent of like a Hollywood Brown contract. Mm. Hey, you're not the best in your field, but somebody will take you if they can see good production for a full year. Charles Omenihu, hey, you're not the best defensive lineman in your field, but if you play a full year with the Kansas City Chiefs and it's noticeably on the up and coming or on the come, you'll go get that three-year, $35 million contract, whatever it may be, where you're getting 10 and a half a year instead of seven. So you still get your bag with the Chiefs for a year. $7 million is no slouch.
No.
It's not what he probably wants at the end of the day, but he realized and humbled himself. So you know what? Chance with a winner, chance with a defensive specialist. I can show out, and we can try to go do this one more time. We didn't get the three-peat. Left with a sour taste in our mouth. Let's go do this. I'm back with Spags, and in Spags we trust. In this defensive line, we can be, and we can help this team get back to where they need to be, which is Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I love the move. And I love more the timing that it happened last night.
Yes. Yeah. Right? After last night, needed a pick me up.
KU, gone. Missouri, gone. Hey, by the way, Adam Schefter, the Chiefs and Charles Mini, who have agreed to a 1-year, $7 million contract.
Hey, that's nice. That's a nice little pick me up.
Somebody says from the 816, look at his stats.
Yeah, man.
He's not a stat guy.
And it's
he's a role player.
It's hard to do that. It's like, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of a good.
Look at his stats compared to what? Look at his stats compared to who?
He started playing like week 11 or week 12. It's like saying, like, look at an offensive lineman stats. It's really hard to do, and you can find numbers that create the narrative that you'd like to create. Yes, I assume that you're talking about the one sack and 14 pressures that he had, but that doesn't show the fact that he's taking two guys, or the fact that he opens up a gap for Nick Bolton to run through, or the fact that he's diverting attention from George Karlaftis, giving him one-on-ones, and Karlaftis' numbers go through the roof because of Omenihue. The domino effect that Omenihue creates is massive, and the stats that he had when he was healthy in 2023 prove that more. I'm not just going to be box score watcher here with Chuck.
From the text line, pro, he did not get the money he thought. It's what we just said.
True. He did.
Literally said that he was going to go test the market. The Chiefs called his bluff, said, hey, you're okay, fine. If you go get something more than $7 million, somebody's overpaying for it, we're not going to do that. They gave him $7 million for 1 year, he came back. I don't know where that got lost. Draft interior, help Chris Jones and learn from him. I'm totally down. You're now at a point in your team where you're segueing towards the next run, right? Can Travis teach Jared Wiley how to play tight end and run the system? Can Noah Gray get underneath him again for another year of expertise and be like, okay, you were good here, but you can elevate your game that much more here. Mm-hmm. Can Chris Jones now be that guy? Can he be the Tom Bali showing Joey Bosa how to be a better blitzer on the edge?
Yeah.
I know Bosa didn't play for the Chiefs, so don't come after me. I'm just saying, I remember that game like it was yesterday when the Chiefs beat the Chargers. And after the game, it's Bosa and Tom Bali, and they're doing swim moves and undertuck moves, all this sort of stuff.
It turns out this year was Justin Reed's year to teach, you know, Jaden Hicks and Connor and Cook, because Reed's not back.
And to the 816, did they sign Omenihue? Yes, 1 year, $7 million. So we'll see. But at least they did something on the defensive line where they needed help, and they brought back a familiar face. Coming up on the other side, two things that we're turning to this weekend. It is another day of games. So, you know, college basketball, betting, talking, food, everything. What's something you're doing this weekend? 913-586-7965. Mac and myself will explain on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
More regrets on a day like today. Missouri betters, Kansas betters, Carson Beck.
Still Carson Beck.
Yeah. You can lose in a tournament. You can't lose a queen. Haley Cavender, still out there. What an idiot.
She's single now, though. It's your time to shine.
Yeah, she lives in Miami, though. I live in Kansas City. Long-term relationships don't last.
Yeah.
Remember what we talked about in the out of left field question? Advice your parents gave you that you're going to give to your kids? Long-term.
Long distance?
Yeah, long distance. Not a thing. I'm like, you had to bring your fiance in quick. I'm kidding, but like, it's tough.
No, long distance, what I will say on the real note, if you don't have a in-person start, like a good foundation,
it's, you're getting catfished.
Yeah, I think that's going to be rough.
I want to hang out, but I'm just not ready.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Exactly.
Why do you not exist?
Where are you?
Signed Manti Te'o. Yeah,
exactly.
9 o'clock, we'll get into the Richard of the Week on a Friday. But before we do that, we'll get into two things we plan on doing this weekend. I think the obvious is today and tomorrow is completely swarmed with college sports. And what that means is college basketball. Because one thing I will say is that where we overreact to a win, we will then overreact to a loss. So let's say that Drake goes and plays Texas Tech.
Say Drake?
Yeah. Let's say Drake plays Texas Tech, which they will on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that game's at, gosh, I just looked it up earlier. It's not 140. Maybe it is 140. No. 550? Maybe it's 550.
Yeah, I do remember you saying something.
It's either 140 or 550. God, Dusty, you're just always wrong.
Always wrong.
But let's say Texas Tech blows them out. everyone's going to be like, yeah, we were too hyped up on Drake. Missouri's just not that good.
5'10". Yeah,
5'10". And then St. John's and St. Don's, they play at 140, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So that's the beauty of this weekend, because we get to watch the first rounds and just go absolutely bonkers and chaotic. There wasn't really a lot of chaos yesterday. Now, obviously, the local school's lost, and it's heartbreaking because you don't get to carry that conversation into today slash is there a possibility they upset somebody in the weekend. But you also get like the Men in Black blinking thing in your face where it's like, oh, wow, it's already Friday. Games are starting. I've already forgot yesterday. Like, there wasn't really a buzzer beater, was there?
No.
Right? The upset was McNeese State over Clemson, but nobody really was like, oh, Clemson, what a powerhouse in basketball. Like,
oh, dang.
Yeah,
there was like a weird Auburn and Alabama State first
close
half.
Close in the half, yeah. But then they started to like kind of pull away at the end of the first half, kind of like how St. Don's did with Patino. And then they won by 30. Auburn ended up winning by what, exactly. Like 25 plus.
Wofford was good against Tennessee
Houston
for a while.
Blew out their competition.
Yep, St. John's destroyed them. Yep. St. John's.
Okay. But really, you look at it, Louisville was the upset in an 8-9 game. So a mild first round. I'm looking for this weekend in the first part of my turning two to see some excitement
yes,
today.
Yes, let's go.
We'll see some upsets. By the way, ding dong, Colorado State's a favorite. The other thing that I look forward to, the other thing I look forward to is like, this is the last weekend without baseball. So the other thing I'll be doing is diving into what will be the Royals roster.
Yeah.
My expectations. Loaded up for Monday. Loaded up for baseball talk. I've officially got into baseball mode. I'm looking at Baseball Savant. I'm looking at MLB rosters. I'm looking at potential surprises. What can Ronald Acuna do when he comes back midway through the season? Is Shohei Ohtani still the superstar? I believe so. And Bobby Witt Jr., what's the MVP race? What are the futures out there for the Royals? I think they're third right now to finish first in their division to win the Central. Love that smoke. Maybe it's fourth. Right? It's probably Cleveland, Minnesota, Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Royals, White Sox. Bobby Witt Jr., future odds to win MVP. Keeping an eye on my guy, Jack Caglione. Ain't done.
Yeah, we got to set an over-under when he gets called up.
No, we can't. That's the show that does the show after us. That's their thing.
Fair enough.
That's their thing. But it is a good weekend. I think a third thing you could do in a cover three, which is much better than a cover two, Mac. Man, I think we're done with cold weather. Dusty. You sure about that? Look, dude.
Sure
look
about
at the 10-day forecast. Like 58 today.
Fantastic.
60, 69, 70, 60. Like opening day, 73 degrees from what I saw yesterday. So yeah, baseball season goes full effect. That's when I open up my books and get my notes out, and we start talking about baseball heavily on the other side of the weekend. And then also we get today, tomorrow, and Sunday loaded with college basketball.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And
yeah,
like you said, we haven't had the first buzzer beater. That's going to happen.
It will.
We haven't had the biggest upset yet. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Could be today. Definitely will be tomorrow or Sunday.
Yeah.
I think for me, yeah, my can of corn, Saturday night.
I think it's turning two.
8:40. Oh, yeah. Whatever it is. Either way, what I'm looking forward to this weekend, Tennessee, UCLA, 8:40. Talked about it the other day. Rick Barnes was assistant at UCLA for a while. He's been connected to that job for a while when the going was rough at the Vols over in Knoxville. Those talks have obviously quietened, and he's going to be locked in Knoxville for as long as he wants to be. But those rumors, those connections, that's going to be a fun game. UCLA, Tennessee, 8:40. And yeah, we're having a party at the house, so it'll be fun.
Oh.
There's a theme. I can't say it because I don't know if they're listening. It's a surprise party, but there's a fun theme. It'll be great.
Are there upside down pineapples involved?
No.
Will you clean up your socks?
Yes.
This guy's a sock lord, by the way. Because before we went to Jefferson's behind the curtain, I went to met up at his house real quick. He's like, yeah, this is the place, crib. It's where the magic happens. These are the dogs. And then I'm looking around. There's like socks here, socks there, socks here, socks. And I'm like, damn, dude.
Oh, socks, bro.
Sock lord.
Take the shoes off, and there goes the socks.
From the 816, Witt is smacking 40 of them things this year. Love it. From the 816, it can snow in May. Okay.
No. We don't want that attitude.
Yeah.
No.
And then from the 816, I put $10 on Jack Caglione to win Rookie of the Year at plus 7,000. I hope he gets called up early. Look, from what I've been told, if he gets called up early, it's because there's an injury.
Yep. That's what Bob has been pretty adamant on.
Yeah. And I don't want there to be an injury because his team is good already without him. I think they'll be better with him. I think that's the obvious.
Injury or someone's playing horrifically.
Yeah.
One of the two.
For sure. Coming up on the other side, we get to our Richard of the Week. Who they are, I have two. For the first time in the history of doing Richard of the Week, I have two Richards of the Week. One may not surprise you. The other one is just absolutely well-deserved. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.